And we have in the studio with us today, Kelly White, Queen of the Arts in Champagne.
Yes, indeed.
I like that. I'll get that one.
You'll accept that title.
Yes. Okay, very good.
Well, so Kelly is here because Friday Night Live is starting next week.
Yes, it is.
And, you know, it's amazing to me, Kelly, how many people say, what? Friday Night Live? Never heard of that before. So today they're going to hear about it, and you're going to tell them all why they should be in downtown Champaign next Friday night. Not tonight.
Not tonight.
Next Friday night.
Yeah, May 30th will kick off. I mean, I think it's a very special thing to attend. You come downtown, right, and you can get a drink, you can have some dinner, you can just walk around. And in four locations this year.
That's new.
Mm-hmm, so four different locations will have live bands playing. There'll be a band at each location playing at 6 o'clock, and then another band playing at each of those locations at 7:30. And so it goes from 6 to 9, and we have a free kids activity every single week. So bring the family down, I think this next Friday we'll be having both bubbles and balloons because it's the kickoff, so mm-hmm. we kind of want to make it extra special. And we also have the city puts on the open container situation, so you can get a drink from any of the participating businesses and walk around and kind of explore downtown, listen to great music, see friends, see neighbors, and just have a wonderful time downtown.
And the four locations, I know one is right outside the Weft Studios.
Yes.
That's the number one place. Where else do we have?
Right. So, like you said, Market Street, a very popular spot right here between Weft and Poor Brothers. Then we also have a spot that's been around most of the time for Friday Night Live, which is Neyland Park, mm-hmm. which is right out there. We close a little bit of Park Street, and it'll be right next to Hamilton Walker's. Mm-hmm. And then we have a newer spot that we've only used, I think, 2 years now, but it's on Fremont, which is the street that kind of runs in between One Main and the old News Gazette building.
Yeah.
And it's right there next to the space. Mm-hmm. And we close that street, and we have a band set there. And then the exciting part this year is we will be having a fourth location at One Main Plaza on the brand new stage that they've created for the first phase of the plaza reconstruction. So an actual real stage with, roof and electricity and all that stuff and new seating, which is really, really nice. There was always a little bit of seating at One Main in the past, but now they've got beautiful swings and all this interesting seating all along. So a lot of people can obviously eat and drink at a location nearby, but then you could also just kind of gather in the plaza too and enjoy the music. So very excited about that. And I think we'll be able to put larger groups there too. Because in the past, when we used it, we've had to keep it pretty small. But now I think it'll be able to handle larger groups.
Amazing how it seemed like it was just fencing and piles of dirt for a long time. Yep. And all of a sudden the fencing came down and there's this beautiful plaza there.
Yes, it's
so
great.
It's amazing.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. I'm going to be intrigued because you all have been around for this. It's always interesting to see with Friday Night Live how people gather. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Where how they walk to things. We always study that to kind of see, is this working? Maybe we should move it over here. And just to kind of see the natural way. So it'll be interesting these first few weeks to see how the plaza works and where people gather and how it really, the format it works. It'll be interesting to kind of watch that. And also talk to the sound guy, and he's really interested to see about how the sound will bleed or what way we could really face the sound, because you have a lot of buildings it bounces off of down there. So it'll just be interesting to kind of see how it works.
Well, and now the stage is reversed from what it was in the past, right?
Right.
I mean,
at One Main?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that I think that'll be helpful, too.
Yeah, I do, too.
For sound.
And then, of course, the plan is phase two will start, I believe, probably the end of the summer, fall maybe. And so the plaza will continue to develop. And I think that area could start to become pretty exciting.
What will happen in phase two then?
Kind of continuing north there with more development and I think some green space. And I think it's going to be really great.
Yeah. So for people who have not been before, there are a couple of different approaches that you can use to attend Friday Night Live, right? You can bring a lawn chair. You can get settled in and watch your favorite band for, an hour.
Exactly.
And a half. And then you can, move to a different spot. Or you can just walk around. Mm-hmm. And see everything, and I could almost guarantee that if you are a member of this community, you are going to run into somebody.
I totally agree with that. Yeah. I really do.
Yes.
I mean, people have told me that they run into friends and neighbors they haven't seen forever, but they run into them down here, which is nice to see.
That's great. We always do. And it should be a great weather for next weekend.
Yeah,
I
hope so.
It's not supposed to be rainy. It's supposed to be in the mid-70s.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Like yeah.
Because we'll get up higher, obviously, in the summer, but I like it at that temperature a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, you're right. I think I always encourage people, if you have a camp chair, bring them, you know, because both out here on Market and also over on Nealon Park, plenty of room. Mm-hmm. So you could, like you said, you can bring your chair and set up and you know, kind of, if you have a favorite band, just stay there. But always bring a chair, because I think people aren't sure if they're allowed to. Yeah, bring a chair. That's no problem. But then also, like you said, we have people that get a drink from somewhere and they just really explore and then or find one band they like at 6 o'clock, but then they want to move to a different location. Or they literally try to see every single band just to see who they all are and find out about them. You know.
And, and you, before we got on the air, you were telling us a couple of the bands that will be here next Friday.
Yes. So, like, for instance, Modern Drugs, which is a very popular local band.
Yeah.
They'll be out here from 7:30 to 9, right out here on Market in front of between Weft and Poor Brothers. And then over at the New Stage, the Painkillers Blues Band, which is also a very popular one, will be out playing there. But yeah, so we'll have 8 bands total. And I'm really excited. Well, like I said, I thought I mentioned we'll have Bubbles and Balloons as well. And it's always kind of, because I think it's obviously a celebration that Friday Night Live is starting, but really, technically, everyone's celebrating that summer has started.
Exactly.
I think that's kind of the vibe that night.
That is. But Friday Night Live is not just a one weekend event either. Mm-hmm. It is every Friday.
Yeah. 13 weeks. Yeah.
13 weeks. You count them down.
Yeah. And this, and just to make sure everyone knows, because we're trying to get the word out, we are doing July 4th.
Okay.
So one of the Fridays is July 4th, and we're going to go for it, because I talked to a couple of the bars. They're going to be open, and we've been able to book some bands, so we're going to make it extra celebratory in July 4th. So if you're, you know, a firework person, obviously maybe come earlier and then go to the fireworks, or if you have dogs, come down here, because then you don't have to worry about fireworks. But I think it would still be a really fun way to celebrate July 4th down here, listening to bands.
Yeah. Well, we're really looking forward to it.
Great.
Yeah. So there are other things going on. You're not just focusing on Friday Night Live. What are some of the other arts events that are happening this summer that people need to make note of?
Okay. Well, for instance, tonight is the Candlelight Serenade, which is a program we work with Urbana Park District and the Urbana Arts and Culture Program. And it's a really beautiful event. It's at Crystal Lake Park, the lake house in Crystal Lake Park. Where we kind of transform it with flickering lights and candles, and then a jazz quartet from the CU Jazz Fest plays music. You can get on a boat and, you know, with all the candles and listen to the music. It's really special. So that one is tonight, but there's also another one with classical musicians that'll be in August. We also will have a couple of art fairs. One of the big ones is the Crystal Lake Park Art Fair, which is August 2nd and 3rd. We've made that a 2-day event now, so Saturday and Sunday. About 40 local regional artists. Fantastic quality. We just juried that. It's a killer lineup. So that will be wonderful. And that's just kind of next to the kind of near Lake House, but on Park Street, fully shaded, which is nice, because that'll be in August. It gets a little hot, but it's in full shade, which is great.
Yeah.
And then every month we have an event called Postmark, which happens in downtown Urbana.
Yes.
On Saturdays. Mm-hmm. And that's become great. We have kind of a theme every single month, and we have a kids activity. We have a DJ, and then a lot of the downtown businesses will participate by even having a special or featuring an artist, and they're kind of almost like little tiny mini Boneyards in a way. And so that's been a really great program, and I think the summer for that will be great too. So,
and just to let people know all the things you do, you mentioned Boneyard. That's another thing that that your organization kind of takes the lead in. What other things happen during the year, because you're busy all the time?
Yeah, we are.
All the time.
Well, Boneyard, obviously, that's our longest running program. I think it's 23. We just had the 23rd. And so that's in April, and that's a very large program. We also do the Eric Show, which is a high school art show that we put on in March usually. It's great, probably over 200 pieces of art. We do the ACE Awards. That'll be coming up in like late November, early December, where we give 7 awards away for all these amazing people that make our arts community the wonderful thing that it is. And so we take public nominations, a jury selects the winners, And then we do this wonderful event to celebrate. And then we do a lot of public art. So like MTD art, we pick art that goes inside of all the buses. Mm-hmm. Sky Gallery, putting art up on billboards. We collaborate with Adams. Lots of different, all different kinds of programming that happen all year long. Mm-hmm. Poetry Out Loud, which is a recitation program we do with high school students. And that's usually in February. So, yeah. And then we do West Side Arts, which is another art fair with the Champaign Park District. And that happens in September. So the list goes on, but it's very exciting.
Never slows down.
Well, Kelly, I just have to say thank you for providing, you know, art, music, and culture to the community. It just adds so much. It just makes it a better place to be in.
Well, I appreciate that, and thank you, because that's what we always are making sure people understand. I mean, the quality of life is totally impacted, and also just it gives our community the personality that it has. I mean, that's what people remember. I mean, a lot of times they've done a lot of studies on what people, when they travel, like what they remember, and a lot of times it's either like some like a piece of public art they've seen, or they took a photo in front of a mural, a performance they've seen. A lot of times that's what they remember. That's what impacted them. That's what the story they tell later.
Yeah.
So it's so important to embrace it, because it really makes us who we are.
Yeah. It, you know, all these things are things we could live without, but who would want to?
Who would want to? Exactly. You know?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So if people want more information, if they want to see that band lineup for Friday Night Live next week, and information about all the other stuff that happens from 40 North 88 West, what's the website they can go to?
Well, they definitely, the website 40north.org. So 40 is numeric, you know, 40, N-O-R-T-H.org. That's got all the programming, including Friday Night Live, where I post the lineup for Friday Night Live every single week, and all other programming. Mm-hmm. If you really want to keep up on every little detail, even weather, things like that, the Friday Night Live Facebook, which is FNL Champaign, is really kind of where the most up-to-date stuff will happen all the time. Mm. Website will always have the lineup, but the Facebook is kind of if we have any little updates or...
It's easier to deal with than changing the website. Yeah.
So if you really want to know every week, I would make sure you follow the Friday Night Live Facebook page.
And that's FNL Champaign.
Exactly.
Okay, very good. Yeah. All right, thank you so much for joining us today.
We love WEFT. We love WEFT.
And we love you guys, too. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right.
All right, let's get back to some music here with Cut the Cake, I think.
Oh, yeah.